Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 22nd, Belarusian authorities pardoned Roman Protasevich, an opposition journalist, critic of the government of Alexander Lukashenko, and political prisoner of the Lukashenko regime. Mr. Protasevich had earned the Belarusian government's ire by reporting on popular protests following a sham election in 2020. Belarusian authorities arrested Mr. Protasevich and his companion, Sofia Sapega, after the plane they were on was forced to land in Minsk. Earlier this month, Mr. Protasevich was convicted of organizing unrest and plotting to seize power. He was sentenced to 8 years in a penal colony. The release of even one political prisoner in Belarus is a positive sign, particularly when the total number of political prisoners continues to grow, says State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
And while he was pardoned, Ms. Sapega, who was sentenced with him, continues to serve her 6-year detention today. And we reiterate our call for the regime to unconditionally release all political prisoners unjustly detained in Belarus.
Indeed, Belarus is currently holding about 1,500 political prisoners. Among them are 2022 Nobel Peace Prize winner Alice Bialyatsky, Serhiy Tikhanovsky, who announced his intention to run against Alexander Lukashenko in the 2020 presidential election, but was arrested before his campaign even began, and Maria Kolesnikova, who ran the campaign of another opposition presidential candidate, Viktor Babaryka, who is also currently in prison. We condemn the Lukashenko regime in Belarus for unjustly holding over 1,500 political prisoners, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. These men and women have been arrested and incarcerated for exercising their human rights and fundamental freedoms in pursuit of Belarusian democracy, for protesting a fraudulent election, or for opposing Russia's war against Ukraine. Many of their trials were held behind closed doors, shielded from public scrutiny or accountability, said Secretary Blinken. The United States stands with the people of Belarus as they seek a future based on the rule of law, respect for human rights, and an accountable, democratically elected government. We reiterate our strong desire to see the immediate and unconditional release of all political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime. And we call on Belarus to meet its international legal obligations, as well as its commitments as a participating state of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, to respect human rights and fundamental freedoms.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.